He goes, okay.
Do you know what the verse is?
I turned this thing on and you can hear all over with me right away. Tell you what, let's start with singing a couple of little songs. And I want all you children to get right up here in the front, because if you don't sit in the front, you won't be able to see very good. I've got some posters and that you'd like to see. So who's got a hymn they'd like to sing this morning? We've got one right here. 40? Number 40? That's one of the favorites, isn't it? Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. Loves me, the Bible tells me so. This verse. Jesus loves me, he will stay close beside me all the way. If I trust him, should I die, he will take me home on high. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Yes. Number 3. That's a good one, isn't it? My hope on nothing built than Jesus and the blood he spilled. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the week. Does anybody know what the verse is? We should read that this morning. Anybody know what the reference to it is? I know this is the week that you take the week off, isn't it? Who knows what the verse is? Do you know? What is it? Do you know where it is? Titus 3:5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Titus 3:5. Let's ask the Lord's help this morning. Here. At least. Which one? Number 11. Anchor, hold in the storms of life.
When the clouds unfold their wings of strife, when the strong tides lift and the gales rage, will your anchor rest or firm remain?
I've got a poster up here this morning, and I think that if you're sitting close enough, you'll be able to see that poster there. Can you tell me what's going on in that little picture, that little scene there? What's happening?
He's
blowing
a bugle.
He's blowing a bugle, but why is he blowing a bugle? Why? Yeah, it's to wake everybody up. People are asleep in their tents. I'm going to blow the bugle for you. You tell me what the name of this song is, okay? Ever hear that song before? huh? Have you heard that song before? Is your father in the army? Does he wake you up that way? Your grandpa does. I've tried that with my children before. You know, sometimes you'll just try anything to get them up in the morning. My wife's technique is a little more delicate than mine. She comes down, she knocks on the door, "Children, it's time to get up, time to get up." She gets angry with me when I get fierce about trying to wake the children up. Sometimes that's the only thing that works, you know. So I come down a little later and they're not up yet, and I'm pounding on the door, "Get up, get up, get up, get up." And so sometimes I'll look back in there and there's still a lump on the mattress and a head under a pillow, covers pulled up, still asleep. And the bus is coming and you got to eat breakfast. You got to brush your teeth and you got to get ready for the day. Sometimes it's pretty hard to pry somebody out of bed, isn't it? In the army, that they blow, that's what that song is for. That's just what that song was for. Do you know the name of that song? Anybody older know the name of that song? It has a name to it. Ernie knows. Reveille, that's right. It's called Reveille. It's to wake you up in the morning. You know, how many wake-up calls do we get before we miss the bus? The Lord is very good. Let's look at a verse in Ephesians 5, verse 14. Because this is a wake-up call. This is another wake-up call. This very morning. Last night was one. Night before last was one. Last week, where you were in your little Sunday school, was another one. Oh, the Lord is good. He gives us a lot of wake-up calls, doesn't he? He sure doesn't want us to miss the bus. Look at this verse. "Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepest." Are we asleep to God? You pay any attention to God when he calls by his word? How many people are just sleeping through life and pull the covers back over their head when they hear Reveille from God, when he gives another wake-up call, and they spend their whole life with their head under the pillow, thinking maybe it'll all go away, huh? But it doesn't. God is calling the children and the older ones too. "Awake, thou that sleepest." Sometimes it's really hard to wake somebody up. And so we try again because we know how important it is to wake up in the morning just to get going for the day. You can't sleep all your life. You know, you can't sleep all your life in the things of God. You can't sleep through the Lord's call to you, "Come unto me." And he says, "Arise from among the dead." I know it just says the dead here, but everybody is sleeping. You know, God came to this world. He found everybody sleeping. And the Lord calls out, "Come unto me." And some awoke and rose from among the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. How would you like to walk through? What if we turned off all the lights in this room? And then I said, "We're going to have a race. Everybody get over here and we're going to run down to that wall and back." And it's just dark in here and you couldn't see a thing. Black. You know, that's the way most people are running through life. And they wind up tripping over a chair and bumping their shin on the table. Hurts, too. Ah, there are many blows in life that people don't see what's there because they're asleep and they don't have any light. But the Lord wants to give you light for your path. "I am the light. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." So he wants us to wake up and to walk with him in the light. Well, that's the first thing, is waking up, isn't it? But there's more. What are you going to do after you wake up? Now, this is a hard one. What's happening here? What's going on there? Somebody probably had to be in the army to know that one. What are they doing? They're raising the what? They're raising the flag. And you know, there's a song that goes to that too. If you were in the army, you woke up in the morning, you brushed your teeth, you ate your breakfast. You know, when you get up in the morning, I trust that you get ready for the day, you eat your breakfast, and that you open the Word of God and you read a few verses for yourself for the day. You need to get nourished, don't you? Then you go out to the day. Well, what do you think it means to raise the flag? And all these people, you see, they're saluting there while they're raising the flag. They're giving deference. They're showing loyalty to something. And this little song, let's see if I can play this one. And it's played while they're raising the flag. That's a little longer because it's about how long it takes to raise the flag. You know, if we're going to wake up when the Lord Jesus calls us, then He wants us to walk with Him all through the day. He wants us to be in allegiance to Him. He wants us to show our colors. Ah, now, who knows the name of the song I just played? Yes, colors. To the colors. That's when it's played, when you raise the flag. To the colors. We've joined an army. Let's look at 2 Timothy 2. Verses 3 and 4. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Ah, God has chosen us to be a soldier. Sometimes the life of a soldier is hard, and so he must endure hardness. A long time ago, for most of you children, not so very long ago for me, there was a war over in Asia, and sometimes, as it happens in war, people get captured, and then they're taken as a prisoner, and they're put in a jail, they're a prisoner of war, they're put in a prison, way over on the other side of the world in a different land, and they perhaps don't get fed very much in there, You know what the captives would like to do is to get these prisoners, maybe, to sign a confession that the war is not fair and they really shouldn't be over there fighting that war. And there was a time when the soldiers, you know, they pledged their allegiance to the army that they joined, to the country that they represent. And here are some other folks that want them to say, no, I'm going to change my mind. And there were those in that camp, in that prisoner of war camp, and I've read the stories of some of them, who went through quite a lot. Torture and solitary confinement, where they would put them in a cell and nobody would be around, and they would be there for months, nobody to talk to. How would you like to be in your bedroom with the door closed for 2 months and you never got a chance to talk to anybody, your brothers or your sisters or your mother or your father or your friends? Going to school couldn't do that. Would be hard, wouldn't it? And they were trying to break these soldiers down so that they would perhaps sign a confession that the war shouldn't be fought. And they would use that as propaganda. Well, you know, we're in a war kind of like that. And that's why the apostle here uses this picture of warfare. That we're in a war. That we're soldiers too. And we're to endure hardness as a good soldier. We are to look to the Lord to keep us from going out and holding hands with the enemy that wants to drag us into his camp, and to stand there and salute when he raises his colors. So we need to be faithful. A good soldier has to be faithful. A good soldier has to be trained. He is trained before he ever went over there. Let's look at a verse in 2 Samuel 1:17. We need to be trained. Verse 2 Samuel 1:18, David is speaking, and he had an army, and he said, also he bade them teach the children of Judah the use of the bow. They needed to learn to use the weapon. Huh? Teach the children the use of the bow. It's not too early to start to learn the use of the bow. You learn it at home when your father reads the scriptures. You learn it when you read the scriptures for yourself. I hope the teenagers are listening too. All of you hiding back there in the crowd, I sure hope you're listening to this too. You need to be trained. You need to endure hardness. You need to be faithful to the colors. The Lord wants faithful soldiers. He doesn't want careless soldiers. He wants committed soldiers. Are you a soldier that's interested in being sure that you get good training? That you listen when the scriptures are read? That you take heed with the attitude of obedience? The obedience of faith to the Word of God. Because if you're not, you'll be taken captive too. And you don't want to be taken captive, because being taken captive is hard. So he wants to teach us the use of the bow. He wants us to be faithful. He wants us to be obedient to authority. These are ways that we salute the colors, that we give allegiance to the Lord Jesus, to the colors to which we belong. Children, obey your parents. Obey. Obey them that are in authority. Submit to those who have the rule, whether it's in your family or whether it's to your teacher. Be very careful now how you refer to your teacher and how you refer to the policeman on the street. And I say this to the older ones, because I've heard some comments that maybe aren't very complimentary when perhaps you refer to your teacher or the policeman on the street. You give them deference and respect. God, may I say, is not an anarchist. And He has given authority in every phase of our life, whether we're at home before our parents, whether we're at school with our teachers, whether we're driving down the road, whether we're working for someone. And we're to treat them with dignity. This is important. Well, there's one more poster. You know, this one goes on for the most of your life, doesn't it? I hope that you will desire to give allegiance to Christ all of your life. But then something happens to all of us sooner or later. And here comes our bugler again. What's this picture? What's that one?
Somebody died.
Somebody died. Yes. Somebody died. Sooner or later, somebody died. Someday, you, someday, me. The Lord shouldn't come first. The bugler will stand over that casket there. He will play a song that goes something like this. Happening? Heard it on a tape. Okay. Well, that little song is called Taps. Did you know that Taps has words to it? The little song called Taps has words to it. I have it here in my old Army Navy hymn book. Taps. Day is done. Safely rest. God is nigh. Taps. If the words to that are true, all is well. God is nigh. Are you near to the Lord? God near to you? Have you drawn near to God? Would you like to die far from God without Him being near? Would you like to live all your life far from God and then have Him come near right when you die? You will die as you live. Near to God or far from God? Hand in hand with the Lord Jesus through life and into death, or far from Him? I'm going to read you what I think is the saddest verse in the Bible. 2 Samuel 18, Verse 33, King David had a son. King David's son joined an army. He joined the wrong army. In fact, he was the head of that army. And he fought against David. And he was slain in the battle. He had left God out. David's son had left God out. How many sons in the same privilege of as David's son have left God out, went their own way in rebellion? Listen to what David had to say when his son Absalom was slain in the battle. And the king was much moved. David was much moved. Young people, if you were to die without Christ in your folly and rebellion, your father's going to be much moved. Don't be careless. David went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. He wept. And as he went, thus he said, "Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom. Would God I had died for thee, O Absalom, my son," because he knew what had happened to Absalom, and there was no retrieve, no coming back, no second chance. I hope there are no parents here that will weep if something should happen to their children, that they would not weep as David wept. I hope there are no children here that would cause their parents to weep like that because they didn't listen to the wake-up call when the bugler played in the morning, that you would remember your Creator in the days of your youth and come to the Lord Jesus and walk in the light now and not live a wasted life in a lost eternity. The Lord Jesus is here this morning again, giving us another wake-up call, and trust that young ones and older ones alike would listen and come from death to life. I want to sing the little song about the gypsy boy, number 44. In the back, number 44. To the tent where a gypsy boy lay, dying alone at the close of the day.
News of salvation we carried, said he. Nobody ever had told it to me. Tell it again, tell it again. Salvation story repeat your and say that the children of men
There's to the colors, allegiance to Christ, daily in our walk here, and finally there will be the taps. When we trust in the Lord Jesus, we'll go home to be with the Lord Jesus forever. Let's pray. Thank you.